If you would please rise and join us in worshiping our Holy Father. As we start into this first song, which is Desert Song, should be on that first page for you. I just was studying recently, you know, in Exodus, where the Israelites are traveling through the desert and just looking forward to that promised land, and they keep questioning God, they keep doubting God, and just the fact that they're in that desert, which, if you're focusing on the desert, looks discouraging and exhausting and just trialing. But God was with them the whole time. So may we not get so focused on the desert that we miss the cloud and the fire of the Lord that is guiding us through, that is dwelling with us here and now. So let's fix our eyes on him this morning.
This is my prayer in the desert, when all that's within me feels dry. This is my prayer in my hunger and need. My God is the God who provides. This is my prayer in the fire, in weakness or trial or pain. There is a faith proved of more worth than gold, so refine me, Lord, through the flame. I will bring praise, I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and he is here. This is my prayer in the battle, when triumph is still on its way. I am a conqueror and co-heir with Christ, so firm on his promise I'll stand. I will bring praise, I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and he is here. All of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing. I have a reason to worship. All of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing. I have a reason to worship. All of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing. I have a reason to worship.
One more time.
All of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing. I have a reason to worship. I will bring praise, I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and he is here. I will bring praise, I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and he is here. This is my prayer in the harvest, when favor and providence flow. I know I'm filled to be emptied again. The seed I've received, I will sow. We lift you praise, Lord. In every season, your love is devoted like a ring of solid gold, like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. Your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon, with mercy for today. And faithful you have been, and faithful you will be. You pledge yourself to me, and it's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. We will ever praise you, Lord. Oh. You father the orphan, your kindness makes us whole, and you shoulder weakness, and your strength becomes our own. You're making me like you, clothing me in white, bringing beauty from ashes. For you will have your bride, free of all her guilt and rid of all her shame, and known by her true name. And it's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be saints, we sing, worthy are you, Lord. And it's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips.
Precious Heavenly Father God, we will ever praise you, for you are good and you are holy yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Lord, you will be praised. Jesus, you said that if we will not praise you, then the rocks will cry out in your praise. So, Lord, you will get the praise that you deserve. But we thank you, God, that you allow us to be a part of that. You allow us to have this relationship with you, that you have cleansed us and made us whole, that you have brought us back to be your children, Lord, that we may offer up our praises to you, free of guilt and shame, only in your name, Jesus. We love you, Lord. And we thank you for all that you are. Amen.
I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. Are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us, it's a love so undeniable. I can hardly speak. So unexplainable, I can hardly think as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still into love, love, love. You're good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who good Father. You're a good, good Father. You're a good, good Father. You're a good, good Father.
How blessed are we to call the God of the universe our Father, that he would draw us in to himself, that he calls us deeper and deeper into love. For this last song, just encourage you to maybe set down your papers to start with. If you want to pick it up partway through and join in singing, you're more than welcome to. But to spend at least the beginning of the song just resting in his presence, the presence of the Father's love. And if that leads you to singing worship, then by all means join in. But let's start off just by sitting in his presence.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Oh, Father, how grateful we are for your deep, amazing love for us. A love that would offer your son, a love that would lead you to crush your son so that we might be redeemed, so that we might be restored into relationship with you. Oh, how deep, deep, deep love you have, and what joy and what an overwhelming reality that you have lavished it upon us. May we know your love more and more, and may we come to know more and more who we are because of your love, and to live out of who we are because of what your love has provided for us. Holy Spirit, would you lead us into truth? Would you open the eyes of our hearts? Give us spiritual ears to hear. Give us fertile hearts to receive your word this morning, both here in the sanctuary and for the children as they learn as well. Father, may you meet us in a powerful way through your word, just as you have met us here as we have lifted up praise, as we have turned our affection and our attention and our worship to you. Be glorified in continued ways as we turn our hearts to you. In Jesus' name, amen.